Uvaženi profesor Sukomlin, uvaženije dame i gospoda. Ja navešal vašu bestran pjes kranicuju stranu 50 let nazad, prvi raz, i drugi raz 9 let nazad. Тогда я сказал себе, что в следующий раз, может быть, я буду немного говорить по-русски и уметь читать слова. Тогда я пошел на пенсию, то стал посещать курс русского языка. В течение 3 лет я периодически встречался с русской женщиной, чтобы учить русский язык и чтобы она учила немецкий. Эти встречи были более приятнее, чем курс школы. Она, элегантная, восхитительная москвичка, конечно, очень умные и говорят лучше по-немецки, чем я по-русски. Извините также за то, что поэтому я сделаю мой доклад не по-русски, немецкий, английский. Если бы говорил все по-русски, было бы слишком ужасно для вас, и вы бы все убежали и сдали. Well, continuing in English. Now you have heard in the last few hours enough of the beautiful future of our profession and of its representatives, the companies. And I hope you profited a lot in your academic career from this. I'm, on the contrary, going rather to talk about the past instead of the future. What else do I have to talk about when I have been retired several years ago? But sometimes it is useful to look back into the past. And I tell you, in the past there have also been some good ideas and some progress, which apparently continues now. There have been good ideas, widely praised, helping computers become more widely used. But then I found it interesting to look at them in retrospect, to revisit them. And indeed, a few months ago, I had a discussion and read a paper of a friend of mine in America who had some second thought about some of these early brilliant ideas and analyzed them and their role in the present. And then I remembered a talk of the famous Professor Donald Knuth, who had given a talk about the bad influence of computer science theory. So I was encouraged to give a similar talk. I'm going to present you some of these good ideas, and then I will tell you how one should look at them nowadays. And they stem from various fields, some from computer architecture, some from the field of programming languages about miscellaneous techniques. And at the end, if there is time enough, I will analyze some of our modern programming paradigms which are so widely praised. Let me start with an early idea which came from Fritz Bauer in Munich when he thought about writing compilers, about translating arithmetic expressions into computer code, into single instructions. It's a so-called expression stack, which he said he invented. On the top you have, here we have an expression, and this expression can be translated, converted automatically into so-called Polish postfix form, where every one of these elements corresponds to an instruction of the machine code. And this translation is done automatically, and Bauer showed how it can be done easily if you use this form, and if you store all these elements in a stack. So first you have this letter A, the variable A goes into the stack, then B goes into the stack, then division, and all operators take the operand from the stack and replace the operands with the result. And so it goes. Then you have A divided by B, you take C and D, and then add C and D, and so on and so on. If you are familiar with computer science and compiling techniques, you probably see what the idea is. And that was considered a very great idea, because it simplifies so much the compilation process. Now later, of course, and you have to know that was around 1961, 62, so 40 years ago. Computers were very slow. Computers had typically one register or two registers and the memory. And so even the stack had to be simulated in the memory, had to be placed in the memory. But then later on, computers appeared, only a few years later actually, which had many registers, which had an array of registers. And then of course it was the idea that the stack would be put into the registers to make things faster. But later on this proved to be, well, not such an optimal idea. Namely, if you have complicated expressions, which by the way you rarely have, but sometimes you do, then it is better to use a more sophisticated translation process. Because the registers are provide fast access, are the scarce resources, and so you should very carefully allocate registers to the various operands and intermediate results which occur during evaluation. So nowadays nobody talks about expression stacks anymore. One uses sophisticated reuse of registers algorithm and so on and so on. A whole science has been built around this. In my case, a bit exaggerated. But it's one example of an idea which was brilliant at the time, and with the development of hardware technology in particular, better ideas came up. This idea was more or less dropped. A similar thing outside of the field of computer architecture is the question of subroutines. How to implement subroutines? Well, you know, in order to call a subroutine, you need a jump instruction where you save the old value of the program counter somewhere in order to retrieve it when you want to return from that subroutine. So the question is, where do you return? Where do you place this return address? And in the early times, most computers used a very simple way, namely, they placed the return address, here is the subroutine code, here is the, no, I'm sorry,